I'll go ahead and call the meeting back to order.
When I tell them how great they are.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is item number 24, award of contract. And this was removed from consent so that we could have a presentation.
So thank you, President Shoemaker. This falls under Dr. Coughlin's responsibility. I will turn it over to him.
So before I have Mr. Larkin talk about this project, you know, in this district we do many projects. And for different reasons, we've done lunch shelters in the past. We put up security fencing at our schools, so we will have a single point of entry, and that was in collaboration with the police department that we created that. We've done planters at Holland Crest. We've done the gymnasium at Edgewood, West Covina High School. We've done the kitchens and put air conditioning in at West Covina High School in Edgewood. And we do these things for many reasons. First is just safety reasons. They need to be done. We also want to protect our investment. But I think the biggest reason why we do this is pride of ownership. You know, our schools are really, I've referred to them as they're the billboards of the community. How the schools look are a reflection back on the community. And so as we're planning these summer projects, and we're going to be coming to you at the next board meeting, but this one we need to move a little faster on because of the work that needs to be done, is to install fencing at Edgewood and at West Covina High School, combination of wrought iron fencing and chain-link fencing. If you look at the chain-link fencing that is around Edgewood, around the tennis courts at West Covina High School, it's rusted. It's old. I'm trying to find out if it's even original. It's been there a very long time. It's caved in. It's broken. It needs to be replaced. I was hoping on those tennis courts I'd get some relief from the city until we looked at our agreement and saw that, you know, we're responsible for that, for the fencing. But we tried. So in working with Mr. Larkin, we looked at this and we went out and got some proposals. And it's quite a bit of money. I know that. When you look at that, many of you probably say, my first house didn't even cost that much. What are we doing with all this fencing? But we want to show you some pictures of what we're proposing. And so I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Larkin right now to walk us through some slides.
Okay. Right now, this is West Covina High School's linear footage based on what's needed for the high school. See the iron fencing, approximately 900 feet of 6-foot-high iron fencing. Chain link fencing in the parking lot areas and then in the front by the portable buildings, approximately 860 feet. At 6 foot high, and then the circumference of the tennis courts, approximately 1,500 feet. That's 12 foot high chain link fencing. The proposed contract amount for that is $98,500. We'll move on to the next one. This here gives you an illustration. I did a color coordinated drawing for the contractors to make it a little bit easier for them to bid. I'm not sure if you can see the colors very well, but I believe the maroon and the orange that you see in the front of the admin. Can everybody know where the admin building is relative to that drawing there? Mm-hmm. Okay, the orange drawing up there, the orange lines would be new iron fencing, mm-hmm. illustration out in front of the admin building. The maroon areas on the south side of the drawing there would be an illustration of the iron or the chain link fencing that would be removed and be replaced with the new wrought iron fencing. That would be across there. Also, the gate, the main drive approach at the other end down there, close to the tennis courts. You also see on there the blue striping, which is around the parking lots and around the portable buildings. That's all to be replaced with 6-foot-high chain link fencing. And then the green area is a representation of the tennis courts.
We'd like to add this wrought iron fencing here. We'll create a single point of entry where people will enter the office in the morning and then come out this way and then inside of the campus. This here comes right here. There still is an entrance. There's a door in the media center.
Yeah, we put the fencing down that side, that aisleway, because there's a lot of students that on occasion will come out of the admin building and exit up the north side of the library building and enter into that side of the media center. So that way it encompasses it so that students won't go outside the gate and then come back into the classroom.
We collaborated with Mr. Trattori on this design to make sure that it's going to his needs. That is West Covina High School there. And the different colors, don't worry about it. It's just on the drawing. This was drawn red. It's still the same wrought iron.
The wrought iron that's by Building A, does it go all the way to, but does it go into the building so they can't, and then I know there's another door.
There's another door at the end of B building there at the very end, which is rarely used. I think there's a couple of staff members.
It's only a staff door?
Yeah, and it's used on very rare occasions.
Okay, so there wouldn't be any way for the students could still go out that way, but they'd have to go behind the checkout desk.
They would have to go through the checkout, through the staff. There's like a small staff lounge in the back there. They'd have to go through that, although it could happen, but probability is...
So the gates are covering those main doors.
Correct, the main thoroughfares.
That's
correct.
What I was trying to figure out. And then are there three doors to Building A, the admin building?
There's a couple doors north of where the gate's going to return into the building, and then there's three doors south of where that gate's going to return into the admin building itself. And one of the reasons for that was the principal and I looked at it, and they wanted the students to be able to come into the admin or to the attendance office area, actually check in through the attendance office area, and then actually get approval to move on to the campus and go out the other door just on the other side of the fence line there. So their thought process, which makes sense, was eliminating the students from going in and out of the health nurse, the nurse's office, and walking all the way through the whole administration building to go out the other side of the campus. So it should reduce a lot of the traffic, 99% of the traffic that would migrate through the nurse's office and just go in and out of the admin office.
Or having to have a person sit here as a security person
right,
to let
right.
them come through now if they come this way, so it does not have to be manned.
So if I remember correctly, they'll be able to get into where the principal's portion of the office is and then the attendance office. So there's two doors they're going to be able to go into.
Pedestrians or parents will be able to enter through the primary main entrance to the admin building, which is the main entrance to the admin. And there's a secondary entrance door that's south of that, which is adjacent to the attendance area. There's a couple of doors for attendance and the clerks in that area. So students and staff will be able to go into that door as well as parents for checking in with the admin staff.
And again, they'll let the different colors. This is wrought iron here. This is chain link fence over here.
Is the cost differential between wrought iron and chain link significant?
Yeah, it's probably at least double the cost. Yeah. The reason we're going with the iron, it's more aesthetically pleasing out front. Will it last the same? It's going to last about the same amount of time, but it gives it a more appealing look to the visual, a look to the front of the school. Plus, we've already got a lot of iron fencing on other areas of it, so what we're trying to utilize is matching what we've already got iron fencing over by O building and P building, and kind of so it all looks uniform around the campus instead of patched together.
So we have one slide for West Covina, but as Ed would. There's so much, it's going to be over the next four slides.
Correct.
The green is the 12-foot?
12-foot height.
Right.
And then the blue is the 6-foot?
6-foot high, correct.
Okay, and the only thing I couldn't figure out is what's that little building where... Yes.
That's the... That's around the weight room area, correct, adjacent to the tennis courts.
And is there... Isn't there some kind of existing fencing there now?
There's existing fencing on two sides of it, and then there's a couple of poles from a shade structure that's there on the north side of the weight room area. We're going to have a couple of poles there and actually fence that area in so that kids can't go in and out of that area. There's a walkway between the tennis courts and the weight room.
We don't have any new fencing proposed. Except for right there around the
new fencing, the reason that's in orange is because that's